producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning. This is What's On Your Mind, the show that asks you exactly that question. What's on your mind this morning? I know the folks out in West Fargo, something that's on their mind is this watering ban. But the city of West Fargo has issued a watering ban this week. Well number 7 is expected to open. Then the restrictions and the bans will be repealed. But, you know, it's they're watching the tower level drop. So, you know, this ban, you know, it's critical. It's critical. Well number 7 is expected to be operational next week. And at that time, the ban will be repealed. And we will return to even odd restrictions. They're not going to be able to achieve expected results with an even odd watering restriction. This has prompted the city to conserve water through a watering ban. So, residents with new sod and seed will be allowed to water daily for 1 week. However, no watering should be done between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Please be aware that overwatering sod will not establish its root system. Roots will not grow into waterlogged soil. So, if you have any questions or concerns, contact Chris over at West Fargo Public Works. And that's just an update to the folks out there in West Fargo. We had a hot, dry weekend. I'm not complaining, but the watering ban is in place because of the weekend and the weather. And the fact that the water levels have fallen so far in that in those towers, they lost like 2 feet. 4.1 million gallons of water were pumped yesterday. So think about that. So they have a watering ban in place out there in Fargo, in West Fargo. So just be aware of that. Again, this is What's On Your Mind, the show that we ask you just that question. I'm sitting in for the big man again, Scott Hannon, and happy to do so. Nothing I like better than a good conversation and a great cup of coffee. Beautiful weather outside. I mean, sunny, breezy. Don't think it's supposed to break 80 today. So that's always great. The show sets up like this. We're going to have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum here to discuss the news of the day. I have three questions I want to pose to our Golden Girls here. I want to ask them about the cupcake ban. What's with the war on cupcakes? On Little Debbie is what I want to know. Schools are going to be banning cupcakes and pastries and things like that for bake sales. You know, the schools use those funds for a host of different things. And now, you know, because of, in my opinion, because of a nanny state, we are going to be doing away with the bake sales. What's up with that? I'm going to ask them, talk to them a little bit about the Ebola outbreak scare. It has reached the U.S. now. I don't know if you knew that. But, yeah, we have a doctor who contracted Ebola who's in Atlanta right now. And he's being treated, but it has reached our shore. So I want to talk to them about that. couple of other things I want to talk about. And I want to ask the What's On Your Mind audience what they think about this new poll that says Hillary is a stronger leader than Obama. How do you feel about that? Is that something? And I've always said that from the beginning. And I'm not a Democrat. I am I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. But I've always said that Hillary would be a much, much stronger leader than Obama would ever be. And that was before he won the presidency and before anything. I knew that, and I figured that, you know, especially at first, in the early part of the election, I thought that, you know, Hillary would take it hands down, but we know how that turned out. And now this new poll says that the folks out there believe that Hillary is a stronger leader than Obama is. So I want to talk about that. If you have any insight on that, give us a call, 855-200-1776. Also going to have Mike McFadden, the GOP-endorsed candidate over there in Minnesota. He's running for the U.S. Senate seat. He's running against Al Franken. I've spoken to Mr. McFadden, Mike McFadden, before. I like the cut of his jib, and we're going to talk to him a little bit today on this show at 8:30. We also, as we always do on Monday, we have our speakeasies back to the 80s trivia. You want to be a part of that because they have some awesome food over there at Speakeasy. I love the food. I love the ambiance. And if you win our trivia today, you'll get some gift certificates to go over there and enjoy that great food and awesome ambiance. So make sure you tune in today at 8:50. Speakeasy, it's today, they have prices that go back to the 80s. So your price that you'll pay for an entree there, they have a menu there, will be the same price it was back in the 80s. You gotta love that. I mean, you gotta love that. We're gonna play a couple of songs. You give me the name and the band that plays that song, and you got your gift certificates. No easier way to get a great free meal than that, you know. And you get to test your music acumen also and have a little fun early in the morning. Now, Scott will be back for hour two and three, and he's going to be speaking with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And he will not only be speaking with Ron, you can also speak with Ron just simply by calling in. He's going to take your calls. They're going to talk about the oil boom. And we also at 10:30 have Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, and he's going to preview the 125th anniversary celebration festivity. So good show for you today, a really packed show for you today, especially this first hour. I love it. I couldn't ask for anything more. So that's something for you guys and gals out there to think about. Tell me what's on your mind. A couple of things that are on my mind. I don't know if you heard, but over there in Minnesota, they have a Somalian running for an elected position over there, and if he wins, it will be the first time in history this happened. Now, over there in Minneapolis, you know, I'm going to set it up. So, Minnesota is like home to over 30,000 Somalis. So, it's not a stretch to think that, you know, someone will run to represent those people. And I'm of two minds about this. One part of me says, you know, man, we are bringing in a lot of refugees, and it's changing. It's changing. And it's the same argument I have about the border. It is changing the makeup, the landscape, the political landscape of America. And so I look at what's happening over there in Minneapolis. I see all of these Somalians over here, and they have effectively changed the political landscape of Minnesota. 30,000. And in a neighborhood of the Little Mogadishu, there's a guy running. I'm going to try to have him on my show one day this week. I'm going to try to have him on my show, fill him out, you know, see what he's all about, this and that. But he is running for a seat in the House of Representatives. That's something I want to talk about today. But when we come back, and that's just one of the things that's on my mind. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, News of the Day, from the left and the right, and at your phone calls, as always. We'll be right back after this.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We're back. I am Leon Francis, your guest host for this hour of What's on Your Mind. Scott will be back in the driver's seat here in the very next hour. But for right now, you got, you're a humble host here. And we don't have Ellen Radner today, but we do have Blanquita Cullum. And I love the conversation there because we're right thinking folks, common sense folks. So welcome, Blanquita, to What's on Your Mind.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. The weather outside is awesome. So, you know, I'm not complaining. I have not a complaint in the world. How are you?
Well, wonderful. I mean, I'm here in D.C., and, of course, we've got a lot of things going on, a lot of protests going on. But a very interesting summit that's going to take place this week, and it's an African summit of all these different nations coming to meet with the president. And I think it's going to be pretty profound. I kind of wish that the president had done the same thing with some of the leaders of the Latin American countries to a much bigger degree than he did. But what are you going to do?
I have no that, and that's a good segue to one of the questions that I had for my listeners today. I don't know if you know this, but here in Minneapolis, well, I'm not in Minneapolis, but our neighbor in Minneapolis, over 30,000 Somalian refugees have immigrated here, or were brought here by, you know, churches and charities. Which I don't see as being a bad thing, but one of the things that has transpired is in a neighborhood over there, and they named it Little Mogadishu because of how many Somalians are there. You got a guy, he's running for Minnesota's House of Representatives. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
I don't know that it's a good thing or a bad thing. I just think that the main thing is that we need to have a real strategy on immigration.
Yeah.
Because we have porous borders. And we have porous borders not just from Latin America, but we have porous borders from other countries that we've seen numbers of scores of people coming in from China, even countries that are hostile to the United States. And we don't have a clue or a plan in place of how to deal with any of it. So we want to be compassionate, but we also have to be compassionate to our own people and smart and abide by the law, abide by the Constitution, and we have to come together with a much better plan because we have a lot of terrorism we have in the country. I mean, not in our country, but around the world. We have illnesses that we have to try to protect our people from. So it's not like we have to pull up our tent and get weird, but we do have to at least have some sort of intelligent strategy and plan of how to deal with it all.
And I think that we do have a plan. I think that our laws are sufficient. I just don't think that we're enforcing them adequately. And that's just my opinion.
Well, but your opinion is legitimate. And the thing of it is, where we also didn't have to deal with the increasing numbers of people that are coming across the border and the danger that's prevailing right now with the problems in the Middle East, the problems in Africa. We need a president who is a global thinker, but who doesn't forget, you know, whose side he's on. He doesn't forget who's country he represents, the people that elected him. You
right.
know, as I talk about with George Burns, the folks that bought the tickets, you know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't just represent a liberal point of view. He represents everyone and the law.
I couldn't agree with you more. And our time is brief, but I really want to talk about Ebola and the fact that apparently we have two cases here in the U.S. They are being cared for and that sort of thing. But what is your take? I mean, what is your but when you're looking at this and you're looking at the biggest outbreak in history over there, and now it has come to our over here. How do you feel about that?
I think we're very lucky with people that came over here, and they deserve to be treated. We have to look out for bad actors that might want to be malicious coming into this country that we don't catch.
Yeah.
And so that's the only caution that I worry about, the only thing I'm concerned about, and I think a lot of people are concerned about. We want to be able to take care of good people and very careful conditions. It appears that we're doing that, but we have to look out for the bad actors. Apparently, they caught some folks like that in the U.K. and some people trying to enter into the United States, but I think we've caught them. We just have to be very vigilant.
Absolutely. I think an Ebola breakout here in the U.S. would be, man, it'd be devastating. And yeah, if we have bad actors trying to come in here and try to, I don't know.
We can't live in fear, okay? We can't live in fear.
Right,
you know,
right.
We can't sit there and be afraid to walk out the door and afraid to go to the market and afraid to send our kids to school. We have to have some courage. And if we don't like things, we need to be able to get involved and vote and participate in community and watch what's going on in the school. This is not a time to be passive. This is a time to be engaged and be a participant in what we have in this country and the freedoms and rights and the laws that we have in this country and not to sit back on the sidelines. So I'd say become more engaged.
And I say that all the time. The time has passed for us to be passive patriots. We need to be active patriots. But again, that's just my humble opinion. One other thing I want to get your opinion on is the war on Lil Debbie, the cupcake bans, the bake sale bans, that sort of thing. What is your thoughts on that?
Nonsense. It's nonsense. People have the right to be able to choose to be fat if they want to be able not to be fat. You hope people can eat healthy, but most people have a little time if they don't. It's ridiculous. Let's get, you know, we're going to get strident or stringent on things. Let's get the things that really count right now. It seems like we're, you know, spending a lot of time getting bothered about things that are not as incredibly important as the war potentially in the Middle East, the health situation, our national security, the, you know, and being able to not being held to the constraints of the EPA on oil and the pipeline and all that stuff. Let's pick on something that we can, you know, be crazy about, and that's Little Debbie Cakes. Ridiculous.
Well, the war on Little Debbie Cakes is a controlling mechanism, in my opinion. It controls the folks. So, and where is the logical conclusion?
You know, here they're trying to push marijuana, but you can't buy a Little Debbie Cake. Now, what happens when you get the money? You want to go out and buy a Little Debbie Cake. How ridiculous.
Yeah, they're kind of exacerbating the problem, in my opinion. That's pretty the logical conclusion, the end game to this, especially in schools. You're banning that kind of thing in schools. We know that they banned, like, the vending machines and that kind of thing. Where does it end?
Well, it's ridiculous. So, you know, you get worried about Little Debbie, but you don't care about Little Debbie that's trying to get into college and the ability for Little Debbie to compete. And it's good to have healthy competition, and you don't worry about Little Debbie's brother who can't go out and play football anymore.
Right. Thank you, Blanquita.
About, you know, there you go.
Thank you, Blanquita. We'll be right back with Mike McFadden after this.
On your mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Wow, I got a frog in my throat right now. That means I need another cup of coffee. That's what that means. We are back. This is What's On Your Mind. This is the 8 o'clock hour of Scott Hannon. We'll be back for hour 2 and 3. My next guest is running against Al Franken over there in Minnesota. He is the U.S. Senate candidate, Mike McFadden, and he is the GOP endorsed candidate. And I've spoken to Mike before. I like the cut of his jib, and he is our next guest. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, Mike.
Well, Scott, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show again. It's always a pleasure, and a big shout out to all your listeners.
It's Leon. I'm sitting in. I'm pitch hitting for the big guy this morning on What's
well,
On
Leon,
Your Mind.
I apologize. It's even better. How are you doing this morning?
I don't know if it's even better, but I do try. So I'm doing just great. We spoke briefly on Friday, and we didn't even get to finish our conversation there.
Yeah, right. You called in from you were down in Texas, right?
Oh no! I'm the host of the Common Sense Club, and I called in. Mark was pitch hitting for me. He was substituting for me that day. So, but yeah.
I apologize. That was Friday afternoon, and you called in, and my apologies. I thought you were calling from Texas when you called, but nevertheless,
it's my southern inflection.
Got it. Fantastic. Well, welcome back.
Not a problem. Thank you. I remember when we had our conversation, we were talking about education. And but we didn't get through that, and that's a big issue today. We have the folks at Stop Common Core and ND over here, Stop Common Core and MN in Minnesota over where you are, and the state of our public school system is at the fore of a lot of folks' mind. And I just kind of want to get your take on the state of our current public school system, the Common Core standards, a good thing, a bad thing, and public education overall, college readiness, that sort of thing.
Sure. Well, Leon, thanks for the question. I have a huge passion for education. I have 6 children, and I've also been involved in an inner city high school for the last 5.5 years in Minneapolis. And so I have a real good sense for what's going on, Leon. And you know, the bottom line is we can do so much better, and we need to do better. There's nothing more important than having our children prepared for a 21st century economy. And the answer is not the federal government setting standards, whether it be Common Core or any other standard. I'm a huge believer in standards. I'm a businessman. I measure everything, Leon. But I want to measure them here locally. And, you know, I'm running against Senator Al Franken, who sat on the Education Committee for the last 5.5 years in Washington. And during that time period, our schools have not gotten better. They've gotten worse. And speaking for Minnesota, we have some great public schools that we can be proud of. Unfortunately, we don't have great schools for everyone. In fact, Leon, we have the worst outcomes in the country for minorities. We have the lowest graduation rate in the country for Latinos, the second lowest for African Americans, 50 out of 50 states. And that's not acceptable.
I agree. And so what is the answer? And I'm an African American. I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana. I know what the dropout rate is. I know what the incarceration rate for young African American males especially is down there. I mean, and when you get to a certain point in school, you have more African American males in jail, at least from where I'm from, than you do in schools, and I think that's atrocious. What do we do to address that problem?
Sure. Well, Leon, you've seen it firsthand. I've seen it firsthand. I mean, the school that I've been involved in, our school is based in one of the toughest neighborhoods in Minnesota. It's in the Phillips neighborhood, which a very, very tough area. 90% of our students in our high school are either African American or Hispanic. And the typical freshmen, when we receive them, tests 1 to 2 grade levels below where they should be. And I'm really proud to share with you, Leon, and with your listeners that we have a formula that works. Last year, 100% of our students graduated. 78% went to college. And the ones that didn't go to college went to the military. So they're
brilliant.
It is brilliant, and we do it for about 60% of the cost of what they're spending in the I'll use the Minneapolis public school district, because that's where our school is. It's in Minneapolis. You know, I've learned about things. I just can't be quiet. I mean, in Minneapolis, they're spending $21,000 per child, and they're spending 64% of that budget on non-teacher expenses. 64%. It's get the worst outcomes in the country, Leon. It's immoral. And you know what we do at our school is we have our own. We have great teachers, and we have high standards. We don't lower the standards because of where the students come from. We have high standards, and they meet them. We believe in them. We care about these students. And you know what I'd like to see from a policy standpoint. Because I don't believe the federal government is the solution here, other than you know what I'd like to see in broken school districts that dollars be allocated away from the traditional school and be allocated towards charter schools. And we have a number of charter schools that have similar to results to what we've seen at our school. And I want to give families real choice in these neighborhoods so that they have the opportunity to send their kids to great schools. I think it's such a pressing need in our country, but the great news, Leon, is we can do it. We can do it. It's going to take, take will to change the system, but we can do it.
Well, what do you attribute to the current state? I mean, 64%. Why aren't more folks outraged, in your opinion? And then I'll get on some other issues outside of education. But I have a passion for education. What would make, you know, a resident, citizens, you know, accept that percentage?
Well, I think I think they should be outraged, and I think part of it is knowledge and transparency. This isn't something that the school district advertises. It's something we're talking about all the time, because as I'm out there and I share this information with people, you can just see steam come out of the top of their head. I mean, they are outraged. And so I think we got to get the message out as to what's really happening and then demand change. Because it is not acceptable what we currently have. It's just not acceptable. The great news is that in Minnesota, we have multiple data points of a much better way of doing it. So it's not just, you know, theoretically or conceptually, I think this could happen. I mean, we have multiple data points. We have schools like Minnehaha or Hiawatha Academy, Best Prep, Harvest Prep, Kip Academy that are doing phenomenal things, doing a much better job of educating our children. And as a U.S. Senator, I want to make sure that, you know, that we fix this and that dollars are allocated to fund a dramatic increase in charter schools. And then we'll measure it, but not at the federal level. We're going to measure it in Minnesota.
How do you feel about school vouchers?
You know, I like to call them scholarships. I mean, okay. I'm a big fan of families having choice. And so if you're in a broken school district where your school district results are, you know, not acceptable, I'd like to see families have that choice. And so if they had scholarships to send their children to a variety of different schools, I think that's fantastic. I think it's fair. And then, you know, I try to hit it through two angles, you know, give the families the scholarships so they can fund their children's education. At the same time, let's have more charter schools available to them.
Right.
And then scream about the results. I mean, you know, we hear about accountability all the time, Leon. Before you have accountability, you have to have transparency.
Right. And that's my point right there. The folks, the parents should have a choice. If you're in a failing school system, and I saw this all the time down there, and you have some gifted kids, they are harmed by they're continuing in that school district. And if you don't have a choice, there's no reason for that school or that district to change. If everyone is there and they don't have a choice and they don't have a voice, then why would anything change, in my humble opinion? Parents that put forth the effort to put their kids in a private school or a charter school or something of that nature, their kids do exponentially better in life. I mean, it is unreal, and I don't understand why folks aren't more, you know, up in arms about the conditions of some of our public school systems. But I am not going to get on a rant. It is not a ranting show this morning, so I'll digress. We have about 2 minutes. I want you to tell the folks why you are a better candidate than Al Franken over there in Minnesota.
Well, you know, I'm a better candidate than Senator Franken because, you know, I'm an independent thinker. I'm a problem solver. I'll get us back onto the road of growth and prosperity. Senator Franken has voted with President Obama 97% of the time. In the last 6 years, we've seen an economy, Leon, that's gone absolutely sideways. Minnesotans feel like we're falling behind because wages are not increasing, but every expense is going up, whether it's food, gas, education, healthcare. We have less money in our pocket, and it doesn't need to be that way. This is America. Right. We're the greatest country in the world. I know,
Mike,
how to get us.
Mike,
get this.
We're gonna have to have you back on again to get through an entire interview. We will be in touch. Thank you for coming on. We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind right after this.
550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We are back. I am your guest host, Leon Francis, sitting in for Scott Hannon. He will be in shortly to take over the second and third hour with Todd. And today, as we always do on Monday, it is the Speakeasy Trivia. We got some awesome tunes for you. So as soon as you have that, the name and the band in mind, hit the speed dial, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, and if you have the right answer, you got the gift certificate. So there you go. Speakeasy. Let's play that first song. We'll be right back. doing. I'm a little chair dancing right now. Doing a little chair dancing. So, if you have the answer again, 855-200-1776, I think Conway out in Fargo might have an answer for us. Hey, Conway.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, good deal. You have the answer for us?
Well, I think it's Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Oh, that, and
I
you will
mispronounce her on Off Jeopardy. So,
and is that your final answer? No, I'm kidding. You got it. You got it. That's correct. So, hang on the line. My Mr. Producer in there will get your info and we'll get those tickets out for you.
Okay. Yeah. Just out of curiosity, I want to ask you a question. What school did you go to down south? I went to West Jeff.
Oh, you went to West Jeff? I spent the majority of my time at Block High School, but I spent the later part of my education right outside of right in the Third Ward. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so we both got the same education.
Yeah, and Conway, I hate to run, but we got to go. We got one more song to get to. Awesome, call in on my show, Common Sense Club. Let's get to that next song. The next song on the list. Wow, so I'm doing a little chair dancing again. That's pretty cool. If you have the answer, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you those gift certificates. There you go. I was doing a little stirring the air, so yeah. I'm glad there's not a camera in here. Dustin, and out in Williston, do you think you have the answer for us?
Yeah, Take On Me.
Absolutely, you got it correct. Thank you for playing our What's On Your Mind trivia for the Speakeasy Back to the 80s. You'll hang on the line. My producer will get your information, and just like that, we have two winners. Next Monday, you can do the same as Dustin and Conway. Just pick up the phone, 855-200-1776. In the next hour, Scott will be back before the second and third hour of What's On Your Mind, and he'll have Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council to take your calls. He also is going to be speaking with the Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, and they're going to be previewing the 125th anniversary celebration. So stay tuned for that. Conway, you should call in the 2 to 5 segment there, so we can talk a little bit more about, you know, growing up in the South. Speakeasy, awesome restaurant. They're going back to the 80s today, 80s pricing. The atmosphere there at Speakeasy is awesome. The food is phenomenal. So if you haven't had a chance to experience Speakeasy, you should do that ASAP. Scott Hannon will be back right after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record low. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.